Almighty. God bless you and you and you. Are you giving God the praise, my God Almighty, this morning? Amen. Eastern Standard Time. I'm telling you, you got something to shout about. You got something to praise God about. You got something to be thankful about. I got a question. Amen. What are you allowing to get you down where you cannot give God a praise? When praises goes up, do you got a praise in your spirit? Do you got a praise in your soul? I just want to speak to somebody this morning that said, you know what? In spite of everything and in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what it is, I'm going to give God a praise. I want to talk to Florida right quick. Florida, do you got a praise in the midst of a storm that is passing, my God, you by? You got to understand the magic key in that. It's passing you by. You just got to sit and wait. You just got to sit and be patient. I want to speak to somebody, my God Almighty, maybe dealing with some storms in their life. Or you got a storm that is passing by. The storm is not meant there to stay in your life, but the storm is meant to pass by. You better just go ahead and let the storm pass by. But watch this. As the storm passing by, it's not for me, or it's not safe for me to be out in the midst of the storm. I need to be in a covering. I need to be in a shelter. I need to be in a place of safety, a place of safety. I want to let you know this morning, amen, that your place of safety is inside our Lord and Jesus Christ. While you inside of a place of safety and the storm is going around you, you might as well go ahead and give God a praise. You might as well go ahead and give God the glory. Give him a shout. My God, you better high-five yourself and just say, show enough, show enough, show enough, because God is good and his mercy, come on somebody, endure it forever. You go ahead and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm praising.
Somebody, go ahead and go and get your workout, my God Almighty, on praising God this morning. When praises goes up, come on somebody. Somebody got a blessing, y'all, my God. Are you a blessed? Are you having a blessed life? You might as well just go ahead and give God a praise. Somebody go ahead and give God a glory, because at the end of the day, God is good. Come on somebody. God is good. My God, I got to say that again. God is good, and it's what? His mercy endures forever. I just feel like just giving God a scream. I feel like giving him a shout, because he will never leave you. Oh, how will he forsake you? Come on and pray.
Move on. We're
going to move on. I don't think there's anybody want to praise God this morning with me. Amen. I think everybody got everything going on. I think you got everything good. I think you got everything. My God, you got all your healers. You don't need nothing. Amen. But, my God Almighty, you got everything that is going good in your life. Amen. You don't need nothing. You matter of fact, you don't gave God all kinds of praise for everything he done did for you. You know, you don't have no more praises that you need to give the Lord. You don't have anything that you want to give. So I understand. Amen. But I want to talk to somebody that, you know what, can say, Pastor, you know what, I got all that going on, but also I already understand the power of giving God a praise. I understand the prophecy of giving God a praise. I understand prophetic praise. I understand praising my way before I need something. Giving God out before I need my God to turn around. Giving God a praise before I need to pray about something that needs to be worked out. I just understand that I'm going to give him, my God Almighty, my God, if that's you, you go ahead on, my God, and give God a praise. I got 30 more seconds. We're going to move into the broadcast. But I feel this morning that somebody just need to give God a praise. You waiting on an encouraged word? Baby, the encouragement is in your praise. You waiting on a prophecy? The prophecy is in your praise. You waiting for a move? The move is in your praise. You might as well, oh, Jesus.
If you want your body here,
tell him what you want.
If you want your body here,
tell him what you want.
Nigeria, put them hands together. Africa, put them hands together. South Africa, put them hands together. United States of America. Oh, Jesus, go ahead and put them hands together.
Sure, when I think about
what it's
done
for me.
Oh, you can't tell it, let me tell it.
What it's done for me.
I'm about finna just have a complete fit and giving God his praise. I'm finna have a fit up in here, amen? My God Almighty, I think I might be praising him all by myself, but that's all right. But I don't think I'm praising him all by myself. I think Mother Jackson is ready to get on and give God a praise herself. Hey, Mother Jackson, where you at, daughter? Come on and go ahead and take us up in prayer, because I know that God's been good to you. Go ahead and praise the mother.
Yes,
God,
yes,
been good to you.
Yes, sir. Been good. Yes, sir. Okay, hand of my life. And then I give honor to you. I give honor to First Lady Lakeisha and to Minister Chiquita. And to Evangelist. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning, God. We give you the honor and the glory, God. We thank you just for another day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray this morning, every man and woman, God, give a praise to you, because you're worthy to be praised, God. You didn't have to do so many things that you did, but you did, God, anyhow. Head of the bouquet, in the name of Jesus, God. Let me continue, Lord, to praise you in the midst of anything, God. Head of the bouquet, God, creating us a clean heart and renew that right spirit within us, God. Rain down on us this morning, God. Let us begin to praise you, God. Lift up our hands, hallelujah. Hey, glory to you, God, this morning, God. Let us begin to walk in our home, God, and say, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, God, because you've been mighty good to us, God. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves, God. So we have to say thank you anyhow, God. There's no other place. I'd rather be, God. blessed in the presence of the Lord. And I thank you once again. Hallelujah. Having mercy on me, God. I thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. One more time, God. And look at every man, woman of God today. You want the Lord to be in my name, but you start continuing to keep them strong. Continue to bless them more so in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to just let them have an ear for you, God. And the miracles all about you, nothing else. In the name of Jesus, God, I lift up my spouse this morning, God. I pray, God, that you strengthen him in a mighty way. I pray, God, that he continue to have an ear for you. Continue to let him be in your word right now. But before, I don't know about that. Because it's not about that, God. Yes, Lord. It's no time to give up. It's just time to just run and see what the end's going to be. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, this morning, God. I pray once more, God, in the name of Jesus, by your special God, we are already here in the name of Jesus. You promised us in your word that we were here, so we are here. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. And I say, God, have your way. Have your way, God. Let your perfect will be done, Lord. Not our will, but your will. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah this morning.
I'm going to go ahead and give God a praise. I'm telling you, my God, I feel the fight this morning. I feel like giving God a shout. I feel like giving him the praise. I feel like giving him the thank of my God Almighty. I feel it's an old song, my God Almighty. The song goes something like this. I feel praising him. Come on, church. I feel praise my God Almighty. I feel like having a morning revival this morning. I declare and decree that your spirit will be revived in Jesus' name. Amen. My God Almighty, you might as well just go ahead and give him a praise, because ain't nobody mad but the devil. Ain't nobody mad about your life but the devil. So you might as well just thank him, because at the end of the day, praising him. Come on, somebody. I just feel like praising him. Going to be be all right. Baby, you can get in a mirror and shout with yourself. You can, I guess, some ADM folks, shout ADM members, go ahead and send us some shouting emoji. Go ahead and send me some praising God emoji, because somebody
needs to.
With walking, you gotta praise him till you can feel like you can jump out of that wheelchair. You can throw them crutches down. You gotta pray. I want to speak to somebody got a problem with their body. You gotta, girl, you gotta, y'all gotta just say, oh God, I thank you. Y'all, we got to go because my goodness, God is good and his mercy endures forever. And I'm telling you right now, don't you allow nothing, amen, stop you from giving God a praise in spite of what it looks like. In spite of what you're going through, you just continue to worship the Lord. You continue to give God a praise, because at the end of the day, amen, ain't nothing you could do about a situation other than, my God Almighty, go up or go down. I truly believe that you don't want to choose to allow situation to overtake you. I truly believe that you're going to be the one to overtake the situation. So you might as well just go ahead and do what you got to do to go ahead and thank God and go up on the elevator. Amen? Because God is good and his mercy endures forever. It's nothing too hard for the Lord. I'm telling you right now, I just want to let someone know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And the Bible also declares that the joy of the Lord is my what? That is my strength. So as God begins to strengthen you, and as you begin to do all things through Christ that strengthens you, joy is coming into your where? Into your life. Just receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. That it is so in the name of Jesus. Amen. It is so in the name of Jesus. I just want to thank him and give God the glory. And we want to give God the praise because God is good and his mercy endures forever. I want to just jump back on the subject just for a little bit, amen, special what we're pertaining to on yesterday morning, amen. Pertaining to that anointing that is on your life. See, right now, amen, many of you should be feeling. Many of you should be feeling. A lot of times, amen, that you're going to begin to get feelings, and I was sharing with saints of God, my God, one of the ways is through a gift, amen. You will begin to feel things through a gift. Another way is through the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Ghost. And it's another way, amen, is through the anointing. A lot of times, many people, my God Almighty, they begin to get this feeling that begin to resonate inside of them. I mean, and sometimes we don't understand that be the anointing, amen, that has been oozing out of us. Every one of you, you are anointed. You have a level of anointing that is on your life. But the thing about it is how to get and understand how to trigger the anointing that is on your life. Amen. One of the ways to trigger that anointing on your life, amen, is by being focused on the Lord. Amen. Other words, it's your faith. It's your belief. So it's just like now as we giving God a praise, and many of you giving him a praise in spite of how you feel. Many of you giving him a praise in spite of what your situation is. At that moment, amen, your faith and your belief, it was where? In your praise to who? To the Lord. So now your body begins to react. things begin to react according to, amen, what has been what? Released out of you. And what has been released out of you, you don't trigger an anointing that is in your life. You don't trigger that anointing of praise. Imagine if you keep walking into that. Imagine if you keep triggering that anointing that is in your life. Imagine that you will be healed. You will be delivered. You will be set free. The anointing going to destroy what? A yoke. So in the midst of your praise right now, and you are activating the anointing that is on your life, things are being destroyed. Y'all about to hear me. Things are being destroyed. What keeping you bound is what? Being destroyed. What trying to hold you down is what? Being destroyed. My God, many of you, you've been facing on problems, been facing on things to come. Guess what? At that moment, it was being what? Destroyed. You wasn't worried about anything. You wasn't worried about your situation. All you could do is think of the goodness of the Lord and all that he done for who? For you. So it is being what? Destroyed. You got to understand that you are, my God, a conqueror more than we, my God, put a limit to ourselves. Amen. We begin to limit ourselves with different things, and you got to understand that God, my God Almighty, chose you to be what? More than a conqueror. Amen. So the anointing on your life is begin to flow and begin to move, but it flows and moves in the will of the Lord. Amen. And it flows in faith. And it flows in belief, amen? It doesn't flow out of the will of the Lord. It doesn't flow out of order. So when you're in the will of the Lord, that's why the Bible declares, amen, that I gave you the power, amen, to heal the sick. I gave you the power to cast out the enemy. Because why? It's the anointing that is on your life, amen, that he gave into who? Into you, for you can begin to destroy different things that is not of God. But we have to understand, if we don't walk in belief and begin to walk in doubt, we begin to walk out of the will of the Lord. We begin to bring all types of problems, all types of situations, and don't look on a positive thing that all things is going to work together for is good. We begin to put the cap on the anointing on our life. So steady it working for us, amen, we trying to work it, but it's trying to work for us. And we are not allowing it to work, amen, as it should. It doesn't need your ingredients, amen. It doesn't need your expertise. It doesn't need what you can add to it to help it out. Sometimes you just got to sit there and just thank God and let that anointing begin to go to work. I want you to go ahead and try this anointed therapy, amen. It's called anointed spiritual therapy. You go ahead and try this therapy. Just sit in the place and just thank God. Thank him for your healing. Thank him for your deliverance. And you thank him until you begin to feel, my God Almighty, what we call the Holy Ghost. But as the anointing begins to move, it begins, the water, my God, of the anointing begins to get trouble, and it begins to move. It begins to stir up a commotion. And the more you thank him, the more you're going to feel it. The more you give him praise, the more you're going to what? Feel it. My God Almighty, you just need to thank God this morning and give God his praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't want to be on this long today, my God Almighty, but I just want to tell somebody, amen, that you need to try, my God Almighty, some anointed therapy, amen, and just sit there and just let it, my God, do what it do for you. When you put your mind on God, my God, every time when you settle down and you can just put your mind on God, how wonderful he is, something begins to move inside of you. And we begin to identify that as the Holy Ghost, amen. amen. You got to understand that the anointed is attracted to the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. And when it begins to move, it's just like a gravitational pull. Y'all hear me? You know, in the oceans or, oh my God, in different rivers and different things, they have low tide and they have high tide. And the low tide and high tide, it begins to change at the different times, my God, of the day. Because why? Because of the earth begins to spin on its axis, and it be a gravitational pull, amen, that is happening in the earth that you don't even feel. You don't even notice that it's a gravitational pull. And the world begins to go low. It goes side to side. And we begin to have high tide, and we begin to have low tide. And then because of the gravitational pull that is happening in the earth as the earth begins to rotate around the sun and spins on this axis, you don't even know that you're spinning right now. You don't even know, oh my goodness, I feel like talking to somebody. You don't even feel the gravitational pull that is happening in the earth right now. See, this is where saints of God, you got to understand, you don't need to know everything what God, my God, you don't need to feel what everything that God is doing. All you need to know that I know God is working, amen? I might not feel it, but I know he's working. I might not feel the earth spinning, but I know it's spinning. That's how you get, my God Almighty, you get the sun going up, the sun going down. We are spinning right now, and we have so much of a time or daylight, my God Almighty, in each day, because what we are spinning right now, and it's a gravitational pull that you don't even notice, amen? God has got a gravitational pull in your life. Hey, y'all better hear me. Stop trying to fight against the gravitational pull and just go along with it, my God, with the flow, because the more you fighting, you're going to cause things to get off rhythm. You're going to cause the season of change, my God Almighty, not to happen in your life, because when the gravitational pull begin to happen, it be a change of tides. It begin to be a change of the ocean. It begin to be a change of the water. Amen. It's changing, my God, to low tide and high tide. And the momentum, and we call the momentum as if it's a current. God is going to release a current in your life. Amen. It's a gravitational pull, my God Almighty, for you to leave some stuff alone. It's a gravitational pull that God is trying to pull you out of that situation. It's a gravitational pull for your health. It's a gravitational pull for your deliverance. It's a gravitational pull that is happening in your life, and you need to go along with the current and go along with the flow, because once it gets to the other destination, understand this, once it gets to that destination, it doesn't stay there, because eventually the tide that went out, it's going to do what? Come back in. I want to speak to somebody this morning. I'm finna go. Baby, when you get ready to, when God finish working on you this time, and when you come back this time, you best believe all things are passed away, and all things gonna be, Jesus, that's a shout moment right there for somebody. That's a praise moment right there for somebody. Stop fighting the current. Stop fighting the gravitational pull. You need to go along with the flow, because sometimes God got to bring a low tide in your life for things to get cleared up, because sometimes some things in your life, it can be too deep, and you got to wait till the tide goes out, till things come down, before you could go and mess with or God begin to pull you out of certain situation. I just feel like giving him the praise. I just feel like giving him the glory, because at the end of the day, all things, my God Almighty, come on somebody, works together for what? For it's good. Do all things work together for the good, my God Almighty, in your life. Hallelujah. So the anointing that is on your life, it gets triggered when we begin to focus on God. Don't put a cap on your anointing on the flow, because you trying to get something other than allow God to do something in your life. Many people was around Jesus trying to get something. But it was one woman needed him to do something. I'm going to say that again. Many people was around Jesus were trying to get something. But it's one woman that has the issue. She needed God to what? Do something. Amen? It's a difference. And there's so many people trying to get something other than allowing God to do something. Doing something is the life changing. Getting something is just that moment. It's just that moment. God is not into the moment. He's into the life changing. So I want to leave this here with you all this morning. Stop, my God Almighty, trying to get something from God and let God do something for you. Can I say that again? Stop trying to get something and God want to do something. Amen. Some of you trying to get a healing and God trying to turn your life around. Some of you trying to get a miracle and God trying to give you a complete change. Some y'all hear me this morning. Some of you trying to get a financial blessing, but God is trying to do something where you don't have to worry about finances again. Oh, Jesus. But the tide is causing you to do what? To change. The gravitational pull is pulling you to change some things. The gravitational pull is pulling you, my God, to do certain things. And you fighting against the will of God and the gravitational pull that is trying to pull you into another place. It's trying to pull you into a place that where that season is over, it's out. And try to bring you into a new place. Amen? Stop fighting against the gravitational pull of God in your life and understand that you are spinning right now and you don't realize that you are spinning, but oh, you know, amen, that something is moving and that something is going on. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody just need to thank him right there. Somebody need to just give him the glory right there. My God, stop fighting against the current. Stop fighting against the gravitational pull. The current is the flow. And you don't fight, you don't try to swim up the current. You swim with the current. And when you go with the current, you'll get to the destination more faster than you try to swim against the current. The gravitational pull is causing a current to happen in your life. It's causing things to move in your life. But because you, it's not what you used to, it's not what you want, you begin to fight against the current. And you're not realizing that the current is caused, my God, by the gravitational pull. It's the movement of the water, or it's the movement of the direction of the ocean goes out. It's a change that is happening. It's something that is causing the current to move at a certain rate. I'm telling you, God is changing some things in your life. God is something that is causing the change that you asked for. Don't fight with the current. Go along with the current. Don't fight against the gravitational pull because you don't understand, amen. It's not for you to understand. It's just for you to know, amen, and that things are working out for its good, amen. It's just for you to know that God taking you into another place. It's just you to know by the time, my God Almighty, this current begin to settle down and begin to stop, I'll be into another area. I'll be into a new place. My mind be into a new place, amen. But I got to continue to give God a praise. Amen. Stop fighting against the different things, amen, that God don't place in your life. Relax, thanks of God. Go along with the flow. Begin to do different things. Make wise decisions. Settle down. Handle your business. Amen. And understand that it's going to work out for its good. Don't you begin to make irrational moves that is going to cause, amen, you to begin to fight upstream of the current. Go along with the flow, amen, because at the end of the day, my God Almighty, when you go along with the flow, everything is going to work out for its good. Hallelujah. My God Almighty, I just want to bless somebody and help somebody and just want to encourage you, amen. Stop fighting against it. Just go ahead and give God a praise, amen. Stop fighting against, my God, your healing. Go ahead and give God a praise. And what I mean by fighting against your healing, you're always baby, you're peppering. Amen. God don't say you're going to walk, baby. Begin to, my God, believe that. Begin to exercise. Begin to make movement. That's that current. Amen. That's that current in your life. Go along with that current and begin to do things for you can walk into your what? Your miracle. Begin to change your diet for you can walk into your healing. Go along with the current. Go along with the instructions. Amen. It will make it more easier than trying to fight against the current. Amen. Go along with the gravitational pull for God to work things out for its good. Amen. I want to leave y'all with that. I want to say thank you, and you go ahead and continue to give God a praise. And we love you. Tune in tomorrow at 7 a.m.